Well, good morning. Good morning, and welcome to this Fusion Sunday at Gates Presbyterian Church on the last Sunday of the month. We, all of those who are involved in worship planning, do our best to plan a worship service that is influenced by those of all ages, all places in your journey of faith, through spoken word and song, prayer, and yes, even a little bit of movement. So, if you are a caregiver of a child, a young child this morning, please remember that this worship service is designed to be inclusive of all ages. So we welcome the fidgets and the giggles and the whispers and all of the many joyous movements and sounds our young children bring. And please be inclusive of them in worship, including passing the offering plate to them, as well as making sure that a hymnal or words to the liturgy is accessible to them. We love your feedback on how these services are going, so don't forget to sign the hospitality register and let us know. A few announcements as we get started this morning. First, the hallway leading to Fellowship Hall is very, very, very slippery, so be careful. Snow is getting tracked in, so if you need to, grab hold of someone to walk safely down to Fellowship Hall, because that is the place to be. Following worship today, we are celebrating the mission and ministry of Gates Presbyterian Church from 2012 with our annual congregational meeting. We are going to be meeting and eating. It really doesn't get better than that. We will, as you make your way down there, give a few moments for folks to get stuff set up, and then go ahead, serve yourself some soup and some other goodies that are down there. Take a seat, and we'll start the congregational meeting. Yes, I know kids will be in there. Great. What a great way to help them feel involved in the life of the church than participating in the fun of a congregational meeting. And the all-officer retreat will follow. That's all the announcements I have this morning. Ooh, except for one extra note about worship. There are baskets that are in the end of the pews. Would folks grab those, start passing them around, take a pen, take a crayon. If you're a little kid, please don't take a permanent marker, but whatever, you know. Your caregivers are in charge of you, so. But make sure everyone has a writing utensil. You'll find out more. Jim, did you have an announcement? You do? Yes, it's a quick one. All right.
Morning. Budget and Stewardship Committee has your annual statements available. Some of you already have them. We'll be outside the sanctuary after service, also down in the
community
room.
Fellowship Hall.
So please pick it up today. You can contribute 50 cents to the church simply by carrying it home yourself.
Thank you. The many ways in which we give. All right, folks, let us celebrate using our many gifts to worship God.
please stand as you are able for the call to worship. On this day we gather. Each part of the body.
Praise God together.
For holy is your name.
Hear our souls sing in grateful praise.
We join together in the prayer of confession that is printed in your bulletin. In your spirit, we are all baptized into one body, and you tell us that's what it's all about. But too often, we get caught up in being a hand or a foot and forget we need the gifts of each other to be whole. Holy God, shake us up in our understandings of who you are and turn us around to be the people you created us to be. Indeed, the Spirit is upon us, bringing us together as one body in Christ. We don't have any reason to be troubled no more, rock of our salvation.
It's
to pray.
O rock of my soul.
My soul got happy and I stayed all day.
O rock of my soul. Rock my soul, rock me, Lord, in the bosom of Abraham. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. O rock of my soul. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, in the bosom of Abraham. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. O rock of my soul.
When I can doubt and heavenly door.
Can I invite the children to come up here this morning? Who do you have there? Good morning, everybody. I am so happy to be up here with you this morning. I've never had an opportunity to sit here with all of your beautiful faces looking at me. My name is Mrs. Christensen, but that's really long, so I usually tell kids to call me Mrs. C, or if it's okay with your mommies and daddies, you can call me Sally. Now, what we want to talk about this morning is all the parts that make up your body. Now, what I want you to do, first of all, is close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. What do you see? Oh, close your eyes. Nothing. That's right. Your eyes have a very important job to do. You can open them again. Okay? Your eyes have a really important job, and what is it? Seeing. Okay, everybody cover up your ears as hard as you can. Can you hear me now? You can a little bit, but it probably doesn't sound as loud, does it? No. So your ears have a really important job to do. Can your ears do what your eyes do? Can your eyes do what your ears do? No, of course not. They can't. What about your hands? What are some of the things your hands do? What was that? They wiggle your fingers. What else do your hands do? Yes. They touch things. What else can your hands do? Did you have something? Oh, Aaliyah? They carry things. Can your elbows do these things? No. Your elbows hold your arms together, don't they? What about your knees? What would happen if your knees didn't work? You can't walk. So do you think that your eyes are more important than your knees? No, they all have a really, really important job to do. That's right. Okay, so now let's think about a group of people. Think about your family. Think about your classroom at school and all the people in there. Think about all the people in the church. Some of the people are really good teachers, right? Some people are really good at music, like the junior choir this morning. That was excellent, in the piano and the saxophone, excellent. Some people are really good at telling jokes. Who's good at telling jokes? Oh, we got a bunch of joke tellers up here. Stand-up comedy coming up. Some people are really good at taking care of each other, like nurses and doctors. Are you? Yes? That's a really important thing, to take care of each other. Everybody in the whole wide world has something that is very important that they do. May not know it, but they do. All right, now I'm going to tell you a little story of a trip that I went on. Carol Ann and I and a bunch of other people from this church, a couple years ago, we went to a faraway country called Hungary. Not hungry like you want something to eat. Hungary. And the people in that country are Hungarians, and they all speak Hungarian. Well, does anybody here speak Hungarian? No, I don't speak Hungarian. Not much at all. Well, the people in the village we visited, they had a special night just for us, and they made this huge dinner just for the visitors from Gates Presbyterian Church, and they brought in folk dancers to show us the wonderful dancing that they do in their country. And then you'll never guess what happened. They wanted us to do something to entertain them. Well, Carol Ann and I and Vicky and the other people that were with us, we just went, oh, no. Because none of us danced. None of us played the piano real well. Nobody sang real well. They didn't speak our language. They didn't know any English. We didn't know any Hungarian. So we were stumped. What are we going to do? What do you think you might have done? Not sure, huh? Hug somebody. There's a good talent, hugging. Somebody, it was Carol Ann, came up with a good idea. We would teach them a silly dance that they didn't need to know the words, the music, anything. All they had to do was follow us. And that's what we did. We taught them the hokey pokey. How many of you know the hokey pokey? Okay, lots of you. So we got everybody in a circle in that room, and we taught them the hokey pokey. They called it the okie dokie. Okay, and they laughed and they clapped. We had one lady who was a great grandmother, and she was dancing with us, and she laughed so hard she had to sit down because her tears were running right down her face. So we discovered a talent we didn't know we had. We could teach silly dances to people in other countries. Who knew? So, what we're going to do next is some hokey pokey. And I know Melissa wants to help, and I bet we can get Mrs. White to help. We're all going to go around the table in the middle of the room. So everybody on your feet. Oh, boy. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Oh, if I'm not too old, you're not too old. Come on. Yep, they will. They'll move. Okay, let's make a real big circle. Everybody back up a little bit. Back up. Let's back up. Okay. Everybody in a circle. Okay, how are we doing over here? Okay, everybody in a circle. Make room for everybody. Come on in here. Come on. Come on, you come right here. Come on. You going to be right next to me? Come on, you come right here. That's great. All right, we're circled up. Now, I'm going to lead this. So you just do whatever I do. It's really easy. Are you ready? You put your right foot in. You put your right foot out. You put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Okay, everybody got it? We're going to do something different. You put your right hand in, you put your right hand out. You put your right hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. And everybody claps on that last verse, okay? Let's do one more. You put your elbow in, you put your elbow out. You put your elbow in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Well, this is Fusion Sunday, everybody, right? And that means everybody is supposed to do everything together. So, I want you to use your talent as leaders. Turn around to all the grown-ups and say, everybody stand up, please. Everybody stand up. All right, everybody. If the kids can do the hokey pokey in church, and if I can, you can too. Are you ready? You put your left hand in, you put your left hand out, you put your left hand in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your right knee in, you put your right knee out, you put your right knee in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out, you put your right hip in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. One more. You put your backside in. You put your backside out. You put your backside in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Very good. Okay, now let's just sit right down again where you are, and we'll have a little prayer. Hi. All right, are you ready? Everybody bow your heads, fold your hands, and repeat after me. And everybody should join in too. Dear God, thank you for our eyes and ears. And our elbows and ankles. Thank you for making our body parts work together. So we can walk and talk and hug the people we love. Thank you, God, for making every person in the world different and special and talented. Amen. Thank you. And now you can go back with your families.
Listen, friends, I want you to understand about spiritual gifts. There are different kinds of gifts, but they are all from the Spirit.
There are different ways to serve, but we serve the same Lord.
There are different ways that God works with people, but it is the same God who works in everything we do.
Just like there are different body parts, but one body.
Yeah, it's just like that. Christ is one body, and there are many parts to that body.
We were baptized into that one body, and there are many of us.
Let me get this straight. A foot might try to say, I'm not a hand, so am I part of the body?
I thought feet couldn't talk.
It doesn't matter that they can't talk. They are still part of the body.
What if an ear says, I'm not an eye, so am I part of the body?
When did ears start talking?
They can't talk, but that doesn't matter. It is still part of the body.
So if the whole body were an eye, it wouldn't be able to hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, it wouldn't be able to smell anything? That makes sense.
If the whole body did all the talking, it sure would be loud in here.
God puts all the body parts where God wants them. There are a lot of parts, but it's still only one body.
We need to make sure that all these parts are taken care of, especially the parts that we think aren't worth much. We need the parts to work well together.
God doesn't want a bunch of body parts shaking all about and turning circles. If parts are hurting, they're all going to hurt.
If we treat all the parts well, they all will feel pretty good together.
We need to remember that all of us together are the body of Christ.
We're all part of the body.
God gives us a place to use our gifts together.
Use the gifts God has given you.
That's what it's all about.
Amen. That is what it's all about. I think we've accomplished a lot of firsts in this Fusion Sunday. I can honestly say I have never put my backside in and shaken it about in worship. We all can account that for the first time. But in my life so far, there are some things that I have done. In my, rather short life, I have been a babysitter, a retail clerk at a craft store, a cheese cutter, an ice cream scooper, a lifeguard, a waitress at a diner. A lifeguard, I mentioned that. I was that for a long time. I was also a laundry attendant for a college athletics program, a Starbucks barista, a library assistant, a chaplain, an author, a preacher, and a pastor. Those are just the things that I've done that I've been paid for. But I still have not given up on my dreams of becoming a cheese maker. A knitter, a professional taste tester. Okay, I'd settle for an amateur at that one. And my secret dream of becoming a meteorologist. No, I don't want to be the weather girl. I want to be the person who gets into the scientific studies of the atmosphere. A strange thing to admit if you know anything about me. Since predicting weather is all about talking about things that are out of your control, and I seem to think if I can watch the Weather Channel over and over and over again, I might actually make what I want happen. It'll snow. Now, when I was in seminary and applying for my first job in a congregation, it was my first internship, one of the questions that was asked was, so what previous jobs, your skills, do you bring to parish ministry? And I remember being very, very jealous of all of those folks who were entering into ministry as second career. Many of them were teachers and social workers, business types, had these long lists of important real-life skills. And there I was trying to figure out how handling other people's dirty laundry and crowds of people who haven't had their morning cup of coffee was going to help me serve in the life of the church. Little did I know. This feeling, though, of not having good enough gifts is one that I know a lot of people have. It seems to be part of our human nature to want to place more value on some gifts and then less importance on others. It starts out really early in school, doesn't it, kids? Those in the gifted and talented program tend to outshine the kids who are struggling to learn how to read. And even though Glee has become a really, really big TV show, schools don't hold homecoming dances for the fall concert like they do the football game. And then a doctor makes more money than the person who empties the bedpans, and the boss is going to be held in higher regard than those who are endearingly referred to as part of the team, but are really the ones who do all the grunt work. And admittedly, church can get pulled into this kind of thinking. And some of us feel like if we aren't out there serving on an important committee, we are Presbyterian, or saving starving children, or giving lots of money, or clothing all of the poor of the world, we really aren't making a difference. And our gifts aren't really that important. I found it pretty funny this week when one commentator on this text noted a conversation with some friends. All those things are important, he wrote, but we're all part of the body of Christ. We have a role, however small you might think it is. So what if you're the nose hair? I just saw a lot of little eyes kind of jump up. You're there for a purpose. You may not have any idea what you're doing, but that's still your job, to be the nose hair in the body of Christ. I am not going to ask you to put your nose hair in and take it out and shake it all about. I promise. But I do want to invite us to laugh and to put aside some of that pressure and the anxiety that we feel all the time to have the best gifts, the most important gifts, and to take a moment and focus on the gifts that God has given us to do the most important work of our lives. Love God and love each other. Because that's what it's all about. If we're going to put our whole body in this world to be the body of Christ, a very important task we have before us as the church is to be welcoming of the diversity of gifts that God blesses this community with to care for one another. And churches can be really good at identifying all the gifts that fit into the existing structures and committees, right? And it shakes us up a little when we start to consider that the Holy Spirit might be turning us all around to recognize that God has blessed us with a variety of gifts to be the body of Christ in the world today. And it takes courage for us. Courage in our faith to take seriously Paul's words to the church in Corinth and set aside this hierarchy of holiness and say to everyone, yes, you have the gifts to be the body of Christ. Those gifts might not earn you a lot of money or a promotion, but here together in community, we welcome and open ourselves to learning and exploring the variety of ways that those gifts make us the body, so we can love one another and God. So that's what we're going to do for a few minutes. All right? There is a very colorful piece of paper in your bulletin. The task is simple. I assume you know your name, so you can write it on there. And take some time. What are the gifts God has given you? Be creative. Be bold. Be daring. Be boring. Be a nose hair. But be the body of Christ. You've got a few minutes. Work with young children who are in your pew. Encourage them to identify what it is that they love and how they love one another. You can draw, you can write. We'll have a video clip playing, and then I'll call everyone back together. Take those pieces of paper and hang on to them when we're done during the offering, if you would like. You can set them in the bowl on the communion table, or you can hang on to them and do whatever you want with them. But hang on to them as a reminder, but use them as a reminder of the gifts God has given you. So what are they? Should not be this silent for this. Come on. It's all right. We may or may not have sound for this. Maybe, Tom? Maybe not? All right. Right. Let's not worry about sound. Oh, maybe though we can. There we go. Thank you. Nathan, go for it. Play, Nathan. Whatever you want. There. Thank you, Nathan. Way to improv for us. I'll let you keep going. But I also know Nathan needs to get to the piano since he hasn't mastered the gift of apparating over there, if you remember the sermon from last week. But keep writing. Keep writing, keep praying, share with your neighbor. Share with them. What gift is it that God has blessed you with? Find a neighbor. We're awfully quiet today. Share with
the neighbor. What gift has God blessed you with?
Many gifts that God has shared with us. One of those gifts is to be a community that prays together. At this time, you are invited to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern. If you would, lift your hand up so the ushers can identify you.
I'm Brenda Thornton. Many of you know that our son Alex has very severe food allergies. And he had two really bad reactions this week and was rushed to the hospital both times. So apparently He has a new allergy, and we don't yet know what it is. So we ask for your prayers as we work with Alex's doctors to try to figure it out. Thank you.
Dick Stewart. A week from tomorrow, our son John will head to Afghanistan for his fourth deployment. His second as a civilian. We just ask that you pray for Sheila and mostly for John's safety.
Good morning. I'm asking for prayers for one of my best friends who lives in Texas. She's dealing with some major health issues and seeking out some pain management that hopefully can help her. She's asked for prayers. Her name is Kathy. Thank you.
Sally Christensen. No, this isn't the hokey pokey. Mm-hmm. But I have a prayer of joy. The son number two, his number three in this order, got engaged Friday to a lovely young lady, and it's Facebook official, so now I can talk about it.
We'll like it on there.
Morning, Peter Derry. Prayers for a colleague on the Gates Public Library Board. She got some bad news from tests, and a joy for our friend who got some really good news for some medical tests.
Prayers of joy and concern.
Good morning. I've had two particularly challenging children in my classroom this year, and one of them I feel this week I've finally sort of connected with, and I'm really thankful for that. And another child, the mother has decided to move him to another center, and I just pray that things work out for what he needs. Thank you.
Linda Sidori, I'm just thankful that we are a congregation that is open and willing to do the hokey pokey. God says we are to come and be like the children, and we did today. We laughed, we celebrated, and we have so much to be thankful for. And I'm glad we have this congregation so open to children.
Amen. Cheryl Fennell, we have wonderful news, joyful news, that our grandson came home on Friday. And we just ask for your continued prayers that he continues to heal, and that the family and everyone stays healthy for the next few months especially. But thank you for all your prayers. It's a great joy.
And prayers for our senior high youth and advisors in Carol Ann as they are on retreat this weekend and will be making their way back shortly. So prayers for safe travel for them. We also have a prayer to hold the family and all of those who are friends with very dear woman in this congregation, Harriet Messenger, who passed away this weekend. Her memorial service will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. So prayers for all those who, the many ways she touched our lives. Let us continue our time of prayer. Bountiful God, you have blessed us with so many gifts. In this community of faith, may we be open to receiving these gifts. Help us claim our gifts and use them to bring liberation and justice to a hurting world. This morning, we lift in prayer to you the family and friends of Harriet Messenger. We give thanks for the many ways she blessed this community with her gifts of kindness and joy, crocheting and serving. We ask for prayers for those who are sick and hurting this day, for Virginia Quimby and Everett Hadley. May the transforming spirit of joy and unity bind us together as your body, that we may be your hands and feet and voice in this your world. Hear us as we share the prayer your son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us offer our many gifts that God has blessed us with back to God to serve one another and our Holy Lord. If you have those colored pieces of paper and need a chance to get up and move, you can put them in the plate. Otherwise, you may stay seated as we receive this morning's offering. Together with the responsive prayer of thanksgiving. Dear God, giver of life for each and every part of this church body, we give you thanks. For those who teach and those who learn, for those who speak and who listen, we thank you, Jesus, holy teacher. For those who lead and those who follow, for those working up front and those working the background, we give you thanks, O Spirit who blesses us. For those who share gifts of writing, drawing, knitting, cooking, singing, playing instruments, gardening, and all spirit-filled creative endeavors, we thank you, our Creator God. For those who share gifts of administration, organization, planning, visioning, coordinating, hospitality, wisdom, discernment, faith, knowledge, and the gifts necessary to build up the well-being of this body, we give you thanks, O Word of Life. For those who give their time and money, who do what needs to be done, moving chairs, fixing toilets, caring for children, conducting worship, distributing mail, making phone calls, paying bills, we thank you, the giver of all good things. For those who share your love and care with others by praying, smiling, hugging, baking, laughing, and reaching out and settling in, we give you thanks, Holy Spirit, our bond of unity. We thank you for each part of Gates Presbyterian Church, and we thank you for your power and grace that forms the parts into something more than we could ever be on our own, participants in the body of Christ. Amen. So go. Go and serve the world as Christ's body together, using the gifts that God has blessed us with those gifts of grace and faith and courage of the Holy Spirit now and always. Alleluia. Amen.